Casey Phillips and Anthony Beck here. Time for your game preview. Coming off a rough one in Green Bay, never good to lose in overtime. A pretty emotional type of loss, it seems. And coming back home would mean a lot at this point, just for the morality, it seems like, of the team. And we weren't sure about Stafford's situation at first coming out of the game. Looked like he was a little hurt, but seems like he'll be fine. So what does that mean about who we're going to be facing on Sunday?
Well, you know, even if his hand was messed up, he played with a broken finger before. I mean, he's a tough cookie, and he's just a guy that really just can take over football games. When he gets into his groove, he can really distribute the ball to his guys, and he's got a lot of players to get the ball to. I think two players that come to mind for me is that, you know, Marvin Jones and Golden Tate are two receivers that, as far as down the field, they can kill you. Golden Tate's a tough receiver. He makes the tough quality catches. I think he's one of the best guys catching the ball and yards after the catch. So, you know, we have to find ways to get to Stafford. And the one thing about it that's tough is if you show it initially, he'll have a plan. He's that good because he'll get it out of his hands quickly. So you got to be able to disguise. And when you have younger players, some guys that are injured, if you're not all on the same page, it's going to be tough to do. So this is a huge challenge, but we are coming at home, like you said, and hopefully we can turn things around there from a defensive standpoint.
And we saw for the Buccaneers offense, missing those couple of linemen seemed to have an effect. Jameis maybe knocking off a little bit of rust. Where do you see the Buccaneers offense going against this Lions defense and the things they could maybe try and turn around as well?
Yeah, you know, really, the Detroit Lions offense really got exposed last week against the Ravens. The Ravens threw the ball all over the yard against this defense. You know, two guys we have to keep our eyes on because of the fact that what they bring to the table for them. From a pass rush standpoint, Ziggy Ansah is a guy that's very disruptive at the tackle position. Now, if he's lined over, if Benenak gets the start again, he had some ups and downs in that football game last week. We have to find ways to help him. So that's going to, you know, maybe take a tight end to chip or a running back to go out there and give a little help. And then in the secondary, a lot of good matchups, but Darius Slay is a very productive cornerback that likes to get in receivers' faces, and he'll force you into some problems. He's very good in tight coverage, and he'll take risks. And with Jameis Winston, I think the one thing we saw last week with him is, you know, when the pocket's clean, he's good. He's as good as any quarterback. The movement things, when he has to go on the move, you know, he gets himself in some danger, throwing the ball back into some trouble, and on the outside, just kind of seeing the field. Because once you have the football in your hand and the pocket's clean, you see it all, right? If we do that and have that complimentary running game that we had last week, Barber did a great job. Rodgers came in, did a nice job running the ball. You have that effectiveness, you'll have a chance. And that's what we'll need to do against the Detroit Lions defense.
All right, big time matchup here at home, getting things back on track, that final month of the regular season. Enjoy the game. Hope to see all of you out there at Raymond James Stadium. That's your game day preview.